What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So what's today's date, Kathy? Do we know?
Today is April the 10th.
Yeah, and we're right in the middle of what?
What?
Are we in the middle of right now? Tornado season.
Oh, tornado season.
Yes.
I was like, what?
Yes, we're right in the middle. This is tornado season. Even though we have some really outstanding, great weather here, this is that time of year where we think about tornadoes, correct?
Yep.
And Kathy knows more about tornadoes than I do, right? And why is that?
Because we had one hit our house before, and I've been in one before. It's not fun.
I mean, really, you're a tornado survivor.
Yes.
I mean, because you were actually in a house, and you hear the tornado coming.
Well, no, we didn't know it was a tornado.
But you heard it coming. What did it sound like?
So what happened was my dad was actually up here. My grandparents had moved up here to Hayesville. Off of 64 and had his property, and he was up here with my grandparents, and he just felt like he had to come home, so he just got in the car and drove all the way back down to Florida. And when I woke up that next morning, my dad was there, and I was so happy because he came in late. We got up and the weather was bad, and I went to go take a shower, and I was in the shower and I thought, what in the world is going on? So I got out of the shower and you could hear all this, like, it sounded like a plane was landing on the house, and all this debris, I could hear stuff. It was debris. So I started running down to the other side of the house, and my dad started yelling at my mom and I, it's a tornado. And so we ran back to the bathroom that I was in because I just got the shower, and we were in, you know, cause the only one that had windows in it. And I can tell you that was a very frightening time. The sliding glass doors we had around our porch, we had cracked it cause our dog was there. And they were, like, actually bending and making it, like, a woo-woo, like, bending and making this sound that I will never forget. And the windows were blowing out. Glass was flying everywhere. And it pulled off the roof on part of our house. And then all of our vehicles were basically totaled because of all the debris. And it was something.
So could you see daylight through the living room? Was it, like, take off the entire roof? Or is it just,
was the whole thing came off. But then we had these huge big oak trees in the front, two big oak trees we've had since I was a little girl. They were gone. We never even found where they ended up being. They were like they had been chopped off and they were gone.
It was maybe they're in Kansas. Who knows?
Who knows? It was strange. But all these different pieces of debris was embedded in our yard and our land. It looked like the house had been painted with dirt.
Did you have any warning when that happened?
No, we did not. I had the radio on, and my parents had the news on, and we had no warning.
So
it demolished the street behind us. And my parents lived in a cul-de-sac, so it came through between our house and the other house. And the neighbor across the way could see it coming, and it was coming right at our house. And it kind of, like he said, it shifted and went between the two. There were several lines of different tornadoes that had come, and it was, you know, extremely... you know, our windows have been blown out, and there was a lot of devastation.
How'd that affect you after, you know, I know when we first got married, when the storms came around, you were...
No. I'd lived in Florida my whole life. I was born and raised there, and always had hurricane parties, and, you know, just never really bothered us too much. That's like up here for snow days. That's how it was down there. We get off for school. Never thought too much of it. You know, there would be weather. You just stayed inside. But we had to leave our house because it was damaged to the point that we had to, like, get out of there until we got some stuff repaired. So we went and stayed somewhere else, and they still had storms after that. And, I mean, I didn't sleep at night. I just didn't sleep.
So we've talked about this before, and we're going to tie insurance into this, too, about how you're covered if this does happen to you. Mm-hmm. One of the worst tornadoes on record in the United States. It's in the top, I believe it was, I don't know if it was a top 10. I know it's a top 10, but it was the Gainesville, where it caught the Tupelo Gainesville tornado outbreak of 1936. And we've talked about this before, but it hit Gainesville, Georgia.
Yeah.
And it basically leveled parts of Gainesville. There is a commemorative sign somewhere in Gainesville that even has information about this. It killed 454 people. This has been, we're getting right at almost, 90, it would be 90 years ago when right. this happened. It was a F4 tornado, and it just kind of flattened downtown Gainesville. I've always felt like we had more tornadic, is that a word? Tornado activity over the mountain from us, like, Gainesville.
Helen got hit, too.
Helen has had tornadoes. We've been pretty fortunate here. We pray we don't have one hit our area or anywhere else for that matter. I know back in the early 70s, there was a really bad one in Murphy, North Carolina. I remember being a child and going to the basement, and I'm going to think I was like a three-year-old child or four-year-old. It's a long time ago, but I remember hearing about it where it had gone through the river and put mud over everything, and I think a guy was killed. And so we do get them here, but we do get more. I think we see more tornadoes over the mountain from us around Helen, Gainesville, that area. Definitely where Aunt Judy lives down in Kennesaw, Georgia. I've seen some storms around that area. Mm-hmm. But we're kind of in that window right now. This tornado in 1936, when it hit Gainesville, was on April the 5th and 6th. So that it was, just about this time of year. And that's one thing we as an insurance agency, we're aware of. We're aware of different times of the year. When we're around the wintertime, what are we thinking about, Kathy? About claims, if it gets cold.
Freezing
pipes, that's a big one. This time of year in April, we're thinking about windstorm and tornadoes, hail damage. Mm-hmm. In the, later in the year, starting about August through September, we're thinking about, will we get a remnant of a hurricane coming up here?
Right.
Like Helene, that's one that was big. So I remember, I guess one of my first experiences in the insurance business was Hurricane Opal. And we had really a lot of downed trees after that storm, and I was out making pictures. And I was talking to my cousin, Rob the other day. His mom and dad's house was hit by Opal, the windstorm from Opal. And I think we were talking about this, and I think, and he thinks the same thing, that we probably had a small tornado that was spawned off Opal, because I live pretty close by, and I remember how intense the wind got. And remember our old house over at Lefter's Chapel? Mm-hmm. That whole thing was just no trees? Mm-hmm. That was part of that storm that came through. It took out those trees on the wildlife property mm-hmm. back behind what was our house. But I remember being out there making pictures and trying to figure out, did the tree hit the house or not? Because in the insurance policy, I've had people have got mad about this, and we can't do a thing about it. But, if your tree just blows down in your front yard and it doesn't hit any structure, then there is no coverage on your policy for that.
That's why
it's called a homeowner's policy.
Right,
it covers your house.
Let's clarify the structures. It could be your shed. It could be your car. It could be a fence. It could be an other structure, not just your regular home as well. So when you're looking at those things, but if it just falls out in the middle of your yard and it's not hitting anything, not any structure or any, thing on your premises, then, of course, you're going to have to pay for that to be removed and taken away, which is unfortunate.
And what happens in those situations where we've got even if it's like a freezing claim, or, in this case here, if we have a lot of trees down, there's only a limited amount of people that you can call to come help you.
Right.
And so you've got to try to get yourself in there. And then there's, like in Helene, there were people that were opportunists, I guess, or they were taking advantage of people that were having trees in their house. Particularly, one of our employees' husbands got in his truck with some friends. They went out to around Asheville, and they started helping people. And they went to this lady's house, and they said, ma'am, we'll be glad to take this tree off your house. And she was like, okay, how much are you going to charge me? And it's like, no, we're not going to charge you anything. We're doing this for free. And she said, well, the last people here wanted like it was like $10,000 or $15,000.
Right.
And so they were doing something just to try to, you know, profit off of somebody's misfortune. And it does become a supply and demand type of thing too, because if you've got somebody that's willing to help you, then sometimes you're going to have to pay more for it, just like, you know, gas prices are today. So we'll be back after a break and, you know, talking about more. You know, we are in the tornado window here, and we're hoping to have some nice, peaceful, you know, tornado season, but there's always a chance of having some bad weather, and that does include, you know, windstorm and also hail damage we'll talk about after the break. My name is Mark Moore, and you're listening to Peace of Mind with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Hi. Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. We want to let you know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 are located in Georgia and 2 are in North Carolina. We have 3 of our offices are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, next to the post office, right there in the South State Bank building and the separate wing there. We're not part of the bank, but we're there in the bank building. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia, at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. It's in the Town Trace building, which is the red brick building next to the hospital in Hiawassee on the main drag. So come by and see us there. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, at 157 Highway 64 West. They're in Hayesville on the main drag, right next to United Community Bank. That's our main hub, so come by and see us there as well. Then we have another location located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also located on Highway 64 West in Murphy. It's right past Arby's and So Good Restaurant on the left there. Come by and see us at Mountain Insurance. It's an LLC. It's a division of More Insurance. Our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's located next to United Community Bank. And it will technically between that and Burger King. And that is right there on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance as well. So come by and check us out. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can also request a quote there. You can also join our team if you're interested and have a property and casualty license and you're interested in having a new opportunity. You can fill out an application online and submit your resume. Also, we have all of our lovely podcasts. If you miss one of the shows, by all means, check them out on our website as well. And you also can do different things on our website, so check it out. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. You're a good pitch person, I guess.
Thanks.
So, thank you. So today we're talking about, you know, we are in tornado season, and, you know, we hopefully will not have one or not have some bad weather, but this time of year is the, you know, right now in the peak of it. Mm-hmm. We talked about before the break about, you know, we've had some bad storms, particularly in, you know, Gainesville, Georgia has one of the record storms ever to hit the United States for tornadoes. We've talked about the ones that I've seen here that were wind storms and going out and seeing trees on people's houses, things of that nature. I want to start talking about your insurance policy. How is this going to affect things? First of all, going back to my days when I was a risk management insurance major at Appalachian State University, one of the things we learned is that in the insurance policy contract, the insurance policy language, there's a provision in there that you have the authority or the right to prevent a loss becoming larger. Mm-hmm. So if you have the tornado or whatever windstorm rips off part of your house, then you're allowed, well, you can do what you want to with your house, but the insurance policy encourages you to prevent the loss from becoming a larger loss. And that means you're allowed to tarp your house. You're allowed to move furniture to a safe location, things of that nature.
You can also board your windows if the windows are loan
yes,
out.
Yes, you can do any type of repairs to prevent the loss from becoming a larger
right,
loss.
Right, like someone else could. I mean, a lot of times what happens with a lot of these big storms hit, people tend to vandalize or go loot. Into the situations, and that's why a lot of times the police will cut off different areas like they did when we were.
So that doesn't happen here, probably. But, you know, in Florida where Kathy was at, people were out there.
Yeah, they cut off any way to get in and out unless you had you lived there and you had to prove that you lived in that area. Otherwise, they wouldn't let you in because of people coming and vandalizing and taking advantage of people that have already been through a lot. So
I was talking to one of my friends, Larry Ford, and he was the, if I got this correct, he was part of a homeowners association. Mm-hmm. And it may have been like a condominium, and they had some really bad, I think it was windstorm. And he and another fellow went out there, and they were able to get this felt, and they were able to basically put, you know, the felt down on a roof, and that was going to prevent from having water intrusion into the house. And I think that's probably, well, I understand, was a pretty hard day's work that he had to do that. But that was nobody else could come do it. He couldn't get a contractor or anything else. So they, what do? You go out there and you do it yourself. Right. You know, you may have to get out
but
there.
You got to be careful when you're doing it, too.
Well, of course you do.
On a roof.
It's dangerous. Yeah, being on a roof is dangerous. You know, you might have to get a chainsaw or, you know, you have to get a chainsaw out. And, you know, but the insurance policy does allow.
Recommend.
Yeah, that encourages you. And also, it's going to pay for that. So if you've got to have, you know, if you keep up with your time or keep up with materials you had to get, or you know, if you, like Kathy said, going to get plywood to board something up or whatever needs tarping or whatever, that's something the insurance policy wants you to do. The next thing is, after a loss, obviously you want to report it to the insurance carrier because you got to, you know, file a claim, which is kind of maybe goes without saying, but you want to get that claim reported. We've had what I consider, we've had what's called a cat loss. It's not for a cat, but it's for a catastrophe, right?
Right.
And so the two cat losses we had that I can remember here was some really bad hail storms. And it was back in the late 90s. And it just kind of happened like bam, bam, one year and the next year happened again. I remember seeing hail that was the size of golf balls. Well, that's obviously going to, you know, your roof's going to be damaged and also your vehicle. So we had a situation one time where a gentleman had his roof damaged and both his cars were in the, outside. And that's going to be involving two separate insurance policies because your homeowner's policy is going to be covering your house and your hail damage is a covered what was called a peril or cause of loss. And then on your auto policy, you've got to have what's called comprehensive or other than collision coverage that's going to cover your damage to your vehicle. And that so in that case there were two deductibles to pay because he had a deductible to pay for his car on his car insurance policy, and he had a deductible to pay for his, his roof. This has been a very big point of, it's almost like a battle. We're seeing that there's sometimes out-of-town contractors are coming to areas and they're going to give you a free inspection to see if there's any hail damage in your roof. And then they're going up there, oh, we've got hail damage, I'll file a claim for you. I've seen one particular situation where the guy took the money and just took off, never saw him again. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman that owned the house had to go to small claims courts and try to get his money recouped because the guy just took off. So I will tell you this, you want to be dealing with a reputable local roofing company.
Which is licensed and insured.
Yes, especially insured because, you know, particularly workers' compensation. Somebody falls off the house or whatever, you want to make sure they have insurance. But I recommend roofers around here, you know, my friends I've played ball with, Cox Roofing, and that's a reputable roofing company. And there's some more. I know there's some in Murphy and different places. But the roofing materials is a big part of discussments that we get into with the customers or people are angry about, particularly if only part of the roof is damaged and the insurance companies only want to pay for part of the roof. But then, you know, you don't want to have a roof that looks like, don't know what I can say. You want to match
the shingles.
There's a separate coverage that you have to buy that doesn't come included with your policy. It's called matching endorsement. And basically, with that endorsement or special coverage you buy says that if only part of your roof is damaged, we're going to pay for the replacement of the undamaged part of the roof to keep it aesthetically looking correct.
Right.
And I've had a lot of people just get really mad about roof claims because they didn't have the coverage and they're. And I've also had.
It's called matching siding and roofing.
Well, you can get for siding too, yeah. But I'm talking about roof in this case here.
Right.
Yes. There's also one for an interior. Like you have flooring, maybe your floor needs to be replaced that matches. Right. But you've got to buy that. Does it come? The insurance policy is only going to do what's called indemnification, which means it's going to indemnify you or cover you for what your damages actually are. So, all right. So it's a storm season. We're right in the middle of it. And we are here to help you if you have a claim. My name is Mark Moore, my wife, Kathy Moore. And you've been listening to Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.